Road. Hello, David. W2 T-Mobile.
Better get one of the gettin's good, Rusty.
10-0 T-Honor Mobile. Woke up the neighborhood. Good afternoon to both of you. And David, go ahead and pass it over to Tom. I'll be here for another couple of minutes.
Just got a couple of errands to run and gotta get to the my sleep study dentist and get some new snore guards, and then I'm gonna pick up some prescriptions and hopefully back to the house. But anyway, so what you up to today, Tom?
Oh, Dave, good afternoon. Rusty, good afternoon. We just ran down to Amy's down here south of 14 and Pelham and picked up some, what is that, fertilizer, Bernice? Fertilizer for the yard. Paid her for that and paid her for becoming a booster club patriot or whatever. For the kids, basketball team, and we're heading back home now. We just left. I haven't done much else today. We went to the grocery store 8 o'clock this morning, and so we missed the crowd, and spent our $100 for the day, roughly. I think we got out for a little under that. So how's your day, Rusty?
Doing a bunch of stuff at home this morning, and then about an hour ago I ran out to the grocery store to pick up some items, and now I'm headed back to the house, got what I needed, went to Publix and got what I needed, and now I'm going to go back and get the air fryer warmed up, get the chicken breast I got in there in the house that's marinating, ready to go in there, and then I'm going to wash some tate I got and fix it up, clean it up, salt it down, and then wrap it up, put it in the microwave, and bake me a potato. So I'm going to have roasted chicken breast with baked potato for lunch. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Go ahead, David.
Yum. I tell you what, that sounds good, Rusty. It's too bad he lives so far away. I'd just go ahead and at your house, and, oh, mate, that sounds good. Some good eating there. Well, I hope to get back on the, radio and, do some more FT8. I did a little bit yesterday, right after lunch, and, made some good contacts, and I don't know, can you get this, Rusty said he ran out to the grocery store. Can you get a visual of that?
Some comments on that. I don't think at our age any of us run too fast. We might roll or hobble. But Bernice mentioned that we might have chicken and rice, Rusty, so that's not far off from what you're having.
Tom is not going to say a whole lot because I know where he lives. See, that's the thing. And that old man can't outrun me if I want to chase him down. Anyway, guys, I've about reached the house. It sounds like you're going to have a good lunch, a good dinner there too, Tom. So you and Bernice have a good afternoon. David, don't strain yourself getting out there. We'll talk to both of you later. KB4CBA with N0TR. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Go ahead, David.
Rusty, well, 73 is there, and enjoy your lunch, and sounds like a good one. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Go ahead, Tom. KB4CBA.
Roger. It's nice to hear you, Rusty. And I haven't been on today much at all, period. But we're just in the truck and picked that up and got to get some push water on the way back home. I just been getting it up at Willis's little quick stop up there. It's cheaper than it is most of the other places. But it just keeps creeping up. So, c'est la vie. Well, it looks like the clouds are beginning to encroach upon us, and they said they would, and tomorrow looks to be a rainy day all day. About 1.5 inches of rain, I think, is what they forecast, Dave. And some sprinkles today. I noticed the planes are landing to the north, so that tells me that it's still pretty breezy out here. This truck does not have an outside air temperature. That's the only thing that we should have. Well, I'd like to have those seat warmers. Those really feel nice in the Avalon in the wintertime, but hopefully we won't need that stuff much more, but you never know with February, Dave. This is NZLTR.
Dense snow in March and April, so you just never know. This has definitely been a colder winter than last year, because heck, I don't remember missing any tennis last year, and because of the weather, and they finally opened one clay court yesterday, and I played on it last night at 7:30. So, in fact, we played till about 9:30. We overstayed our welcome, but you know, nobody was running us off because there wasn't anybody there to run us off. Oh, me. But we, I had fun. I think Jeff did, even though I beat him 6-0 the first two games, the first two matches. So, but he beat me 6-4 the next one. So I was running out of gas. All right, well, I'm here at the dentist, and I just have to run in and run out, so I should be back in 2 or 3 minutes if you're still there. N0TRKB4CPA.
Okay, Dave. Take care. Good to hear you. KB4CBA, N0TR, clear.
DOS, KN4BWA.
DOS, KN4BWA. K-Mobile.
KN4BWA, W4DJW. You getting close? You need instructions?
WA, I am just about to get out here and turn right. I can't remember the name of the road, but it's before you get to the speedway to go out to Gary's. And I know once I see the roads out here, I'll remember. I've been out there once or twice.
Okay, well, I've been out there once, I think, and it's been a long time, so I can't help you with that, but I could pull it up on a map if you get lost.
Maps? We don't need no stinking maps. Nah. All I got to do is look him up on FCC lookup, get an address, pop it into my GPS. I'm just trying to make sure my memory is still somewhat semi-functional.
KB4CBA.
Oh, there went the neighborhood, Dave. Oh, no, that's also Dave. Hey, Dave!
Good afternoon, KB4CBA. Are you headed out to play tennis?
I played last night. Played from about 7:30 to 9:30 and a clay court, surprise, surprise, came open. I got the 7:30 slot, and so we had a good time, and it wasn't that cold, so, but anyway, I'm just running a couple of errands, and I'll be headed back to the house. I got to go downtown and pick up a prescription, well, not downtown, I got to go to the memorial and pick up a couple of prescriptions, and we're switching to Publix, and that I don't know. on a, what that new, I can't think of the name of it, but anyway, it's that new prescription company that is going to save me a ton of money on prescriptions.
How long, I admire you playing tennis, and I have one question for W4DJW, Dave. Hey, Dave, how long do you think we would last out there on that tennis court, Tim?
Not long at all. I can tell you that for sure. I smoked for too many years. I quit 6, 7, 8 years ago or something like that, but I can still tell I smoked for 30 years.
I probably 20 years ago. That was back in my 40s when I quit. And I can still feel the effects of it from time to time.
Yeah, that's bad stuff. I guess, David, you never did do that, did you?
I smoke 2.5 packs a day, but and I loved every minute of it. But praise God, I had my tonsils out when I was 24, and I didn't want anything for 2 weeks, so especially a cigarette. So that, I kind of got a jump on it. I'm quitting.
Well, the hard part for me is I can get around the smell of a cigarette, and sometimes, I used to love them. I mean, I loved them. I liked it. And, man, every now and then, I catch a drift off of one and go,
be crazy. I can't stand it.
You ever get the urine in for one? KV4CBA.
Probably got a phone call or fell off the planet or something. I'm just glad I quit because when I did, because, you know, I probably would still be smoking, and that would not be good.
Stay ahead of my son anymore, but I quit smoking so that I could stay ahead of my son, and now I still can't stay ahead of him. Oh, me. Oh, well, just call me a geezer.
Hey, I'm back. Let me see if I got it. So check your inbox, Steve. They just left a great big old huge box on my front doorstep.
All right. Do they look like they're in good condition?
I sent you a picture of them so you can see. Yeah, it doesn't look bad. Not very heavy either, and that's good. That means they're lightweight.
Exceptional. Exceptional mundo. Good. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got to come back that way anyhow. Why don't I stop and get you taken care of? And if you feel like they're in good shape, I'll get you taken care of them. I'll get mine.
Okay. We'll get you buzzing back and forth. We're bouncing you back and forth between Greer and Easley today.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to jump off here. I just pulled into Gary's driveway, and I'm going to go in and do my thing. And I will be back on here. I figure I'll be about 10 minutes. So, anyhow, Dave, KB4CBA. Dave, W4DJW. Y'all carry on. I'm clear. And don't be thinking about no cigarettes. They're bad for you.
All right, see you later.
Well, I may or may not be here. It just depends on how fast I get to my destination. But I got to drive back, too. So, anyway. So, what are you doing today, Dave?
Well, I started out getting stuff out of my vehicle for Robert AA4RM. I know you remember him. That Gary and I went and picked up and got all that taken care of. Started programming on my Raspberry Pi cameras that are going to replace my Ring doorbell. And went out to eat with Steve and then came back and all of a sudden everybody started wanting to buy rubber stuff. So I've been dealing with that ever since. How about you? What you been doing? You say you went to plant. I had to step away because they rang my doorbell, so I didn't catch all of that.
Talking about you, I said you probably either had a phone call or you fell off the planet, one of the two, so I figured it's probably the first. But, yeah, so you're getting the, like, a doorbell with the camera and all that stuff?
Well, that's what we've got now. We've had for a while, and I really wasn't happy with it when it came out, because they kind of cut you off while you're viewing it and stuff like that. And I don't like that. And now it's getting worse. Now that they're selling more and more of it, it doesn't even stay up on your screen for a minute before they cut you off because they've got to conserve, you know, space, hard drive space. So I figure I'll continue to use that one and I'll develop one that's better than that. And then when mine is dependable and operationalized, then I'll just turn that service off and I'll just switch over to one that there's no payments on. It's not a service that's provided anymore. It's just a thing that you have. You know what I mean?
We used our alarm system at the house, you know, and we weren't connected with the service, but the alarm still worked. I mean, you know, it at least notified us if somebody came in. You know, while we were there, you know, if we had it set, and so, but we went with ADT, and I think that's right, and it works really well. I put up their doorbell with the camera and all that. I had one on there with I think. It was called Ring, and it worked great, but this one works just as good. And then we have two other cameras in the house and motion sensors and, you know, sensors on the doors and all that stuff. So, you know, you're pretty much screwed if you come in. Oh, babe.
W4DJW. Yeah, we've got ADT too, but that's not like the doorbell. It's not the same. Our ADT doesn't have any cameras, and it doesn't tell you when somebody's standing at your doorbell if you're on the other side of town. That kind of stuff. They only tell you if somebody tripped a sensor that said they shouldn't be here and they are. So the ADT is used for that. And we don't use it for the any picture taken or anything like that. We use the Ring for all of that. So separation of duties. But anyway, and ADT is still set up. They came out not too long ago because the old style cell server service didn't work anymore. They had to replace it and put a new one in it. So that's still working. That's still a service we have to pay for. I have to find another way of replacing that service provider. That's what I'm looking at. It's all the things when you're working, you don't have time to build your own solution. You just have to buy what you can get. That's what I'm looking at, eliminating all of those things going forward. Eliminate the monthly drain.
You know, I may be telling you wrong about the service that we have. I can't remember. I know we used to have ADT, but this is, I think this system is, It's the one you set up yourself, and it has the like cone shaped thing that you place in the house somewhere, and you know, you put all the sensors on the doors, and basically install it yourself, and then you know, if you want them to monitor it, they can. You pay a fee, and they'll call the police, or they'll call the fire department or, you know, whatever. So, oh, Lord, I can't even think of the name of it.
Okay, I was counting columns on a grid layout on a GUI. So I'd already counted a lot of them. I didn't want to lose my place. Anyway, I'm going to get back over to programming, and I'm going to let you go. It sounds like you're barreling down on that throttle quite a bit, too. So I want you to pay attention and not have a crash. Anyway, I'm going to go back to my programming. Good talking to you, David. KB4CBA, W4DJW.
I hate it when I'm counting something. I have to start over. Yeah, I'm just, you know, going through traffic and, you know, traffic lights and do a lot of shifting here to get where I'm going. But anyway, I'll get there eventually. You have a good one. Talk to you later. W4DJW, KV4CBA.